You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guest is Leslie Absher with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington. And we are talking about an upcoming event on December 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. It is called Smart Girls, Strong Women, and we highly encourage women to be there.
Absolutely.
But yep. It is not exclusive to women. We would love to have, especially dads that are involved with their kids.
Certainly.
Single parents. Mm-hmm. If you're a dad of a single, of a daughter.
Absolutely.
Bring her.
Absolutely.
Come. This
Absolutely.
Is for you too, because tell us what this program is going to fund.
Sure. Yeah. So the funding for Smart Girls, Strong Women is for a program run at the club called Smart Girls. Mm-hmm. It is a Boys and Girls Clubs of America program that they run across the country at lots of different Boys and Girls Clubs. And we just personalize it to our kids and our youth in Bloomington. But the program itself, as we mentioned earlier, it talks to young girls about self-esteem. Mm-hmm. It talks about body image. It talks about comparison or not comparing themselves to other women. It talks about healthy relationships mm-hmm. with boys and with friends as well.
Right.
It talks about gossip and how to say what it is that they mean and what they want, how to stand up for themselves. Girls, young girls especially, sometimes mm-hmm. have a problem with that. And so we encourage them to do that in a way that's respectful and a way that gets them what it is that they need and they want. We talk a lot about resistance training, how to say no mm-hmm. to things that you don't want to be involved in or things that you don't want to do. Nancy mentioned peer pressure. Of course,
right.
we talk about peer pressure for that age group, but unfortunately for even adults as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We talk about bullying, and there's all kinds of forms of bullying that we mm-hmm. have conversations about. And then we talk about current events. So mm-hmm. Girls sometimes want to talk about things that they really should have an adult in on that conversation, mm-hmm. but they don't because they're not going to talk about those things in front of
right.
their parents.
And so they make up the answers.
Yes, so they do. They look in Cosmo or they Google it. Or, yes, they make up answers and they try to figure things out on their mm-hmm. own without the supervision or guidance of an adult. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we try to put adults in those groups that the kids can relate to and that mm-hmm. they feel comfortable opening up to, that they feel they're safe and they can talk about the
right.
things that they're struggling with, the things that they don't understand, things they might be embarrassed to talk
sure.
to their friends about even or to talk to somebody else about. So the programming is invaluable, really.
Mm-hmm.
All of our preteen and teenage girls go through that programming. We also partner them up with other girls so that
nice.
They have buddies that they
mm-hmm.
can talk things through with that are peers. So there are some things that no matter who the adult is, kids kind of struggle talking to adults about.
Oh, yeah.
So we put the older teens with the younger teens and try to get them to partner up and share things with one another. The program is a great program. It is at all three locations.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three clubs. A lot of people think of the downtown club as
right.
our club, but we do have three clubs. We serve about 450 kids every single day
mm-hmm.
that come through the doors of those three clubs. And our teen population has growing. It has grown and grown and
mm-hmm.
grown over the last six
yep.
years. We got a grant from the Community Foundation actually about 6 years ago. And since then, the teen population has exploded. We were able to hire teen directors and
nice.
Put in real teen curriculum. And so there's a lot of teens at each club. We serve every semester through these programs between 20 and 40 girls. So, and again, the club has always been known as the boys club, but it's about 50% girls
mm-hmm.
and 50%
mm-hmm.
boys in the club.
Yep.
So the funding for the programming that's specific to girls is really just as important as the funding that is specific to boys and that is open to both genders as well. So this fundraiser is going to make a huge difference for us. We haven't had it before in the past. And what it'll do is it'll allow us to expand this program. We'll be able to serve more girls every semester. And our club is
mm-hmm.
growing,
oh.
as you both know, actually. Brian's on our board, and Nancy's husband's our executive director, so
yep.
they're very familiar with the Boys and Girls Club, and we are expanding. So we are going
yes.
to serve 200 more kids a day once our expansion is complete,
mm-hmm.
and we have to grow our programs. We can't have those kids in there and not have programming
right.
to support them, so we've got to continue to escalate and grow our programming
mm-hmm.
so we can serve more kids, and this fundraising will really set us up for success in the future.
I think you said something that's really important. The teen program has grown. That's because we're providing something that they're not getting mm-hmm. somewhere else.
Absolutely.
So I think mm-hmm. that's huge. So to be able to provide more programming, better programming that's relevant to the teenagers especially is huge.
Yeah, well, I mean, we always say kids vote with their feet.
Yeah.
So it's not school.
No.
They don't have to go to the programming we provide.
Nope.
So if we tell them, hey, guys, there's a math program and we don't sell it and we don't tell them it's going
Yippee.
To be what it's going to be and we don't make it enticing enough for them to mm-hmm. want to go, then we don't run that math program anymore because no one's going. And mm-hmm. so it's really, we have great staff and they're so creative and they find really exciting, interesting ways to provide educational programs mm-hmm. that kids don't feel are educational. mm-hmm. They feel like, oh, this is fun. I'm having fun with my friends.
Yeah.
I'm, you mm-hmm. know, talking about things with my friends. Mm-hmm. And the programs are structured so that the kids want to go.
Right.
Because we do steer them towards the programs that we think have value for them. But we do that in ways that don't feel like school. And it's not mandatory. So mm-hmm. we have to make those programs exciting and interesting mm-hmm. for kids.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I feel like we would be remiss if we didn't talk about in the last few minutes here, how to become a member of the Boys and Girls Club, because you can't just come to this programming unless you're a member of the club.
Certainly.
And so how do they become a member and how much does that cost?
Sure. Yeah. So good question. The membership at the Boys and Girls Club is $20.
A year.
Yeah, not a day, not a month.
A year total.
But $20 a year. Most places in town, you can't even get a day for $20. $20 a year. And it mm-hmm. certainly doesn't cost us, mm-hmm. as the Boys and Girls Club, $20 to provide those programs.
Not at all.
But we want to keep our programs accessible for every single person mm-hmm. that needs them. And so the way we do that is we make up the difference with donations. Mm-hmm. It actually costs us about $600 a year to provide programming for one child for the year. So it's $20 a year. They sign their kids up. Actually, we're doing membership drives in the fall. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. So right now we are doing open enrollment at all of our clubs. Membership drives, you come, you sign your child up at any of the clubs, the Lincoln mm-hmm. Street Club, Crestmont Club, or Eltsville Club, depending on where you go to school. Mm-hmm. The buses, for that $20 a year, the buses will pick you up at your school and bring you to the Boys and Girls Club. So parents don't have to worry about transportation.
Nope.
It's all included in the $20 mm-hmm. a year. They get healthy snack when they get in. Mm-hmm. It's all included in $20 a year. And they have access to every program we provide. No program that we provide is additional cost. And that's actually the number one question we get from parents. Oh, I'm getting my kid in violin lessons at the club. What do I have to pay? Well, you don't. It's all included in the $20 cost. Mm-hmm. So being a part of Smart Girls is included. Being a part of violin lessons is included. Being a part of basketball is included. Everything at the club is provided for that $20 a year, and kids have an option to opt in each semester to mm-hmm. the kinds of programming that they want. So it's not daycare, it's not warehousing, it's active, educational, mm-hmm. intentional programming with caring adults. And we have lots of adults, we have tons of volunteers, so the ratio is very high, adults to kids, mm-hmm. Which is something we can do because we're nonprofit. Mm-hmm. You know, for-profits have to keep that ratio as low as possible for cost reasons, but we have volunteers, so we can provide much more adult supervision than other places could provide. So that's how you become a member of the club. You can find more out on the website. It's bgcbloomington.org. You can also get tickets to the Smart Girls event on the website. They're $40 for a single seat ticket, $300 for a table of eight. And we have about 10 tables left.
Wow,
we've already sold 200 tickets. So we've got about 100 more to go. So we're selling tickets quickly.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And they can get all of those at the site?
They can. They can go to bgcbloomington.org. That's where you'll find ticket sales, and you can also get tickets at the door, but mm-hmm. if we are sold out, then we are sold out.
Right.
So that is a risk you'll have to take. I wouldn't recommend doing
mm-hmm.
that. I would try to get them online ahead of time, because once we're sold out, the online button won't work anymore, and you can tell we're sold out. But if you show up at the door and we're sold out, then you know we're not going to be able to squeeze you
there's
in.
There's a capacity limit.
Yes, we usually have some walk-ins, and we can accommodate that mm-hmm. normally, but just I would recommend going online early.
The inaugural event, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. We actually have sold more tickets to this event at this time mm-hmm. than we did for Man Up any year.
Yeah.
So people are really excited about this event.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the early ticket sales are going well.
Well, thank you for being here, and we hope to see you as well at the...
Yes.
We'll all see each other.
We will.
Exactly. We probably will. Maybe we can sit at the same table.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, Leslie.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.